听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom, friends. My name is Steve, and I'm happy you've joined us for day two of this music feature. The title of our lesson is Music to Patients' Ears. The idiom, music to one's ears, means very pleasing information or good news. And that's certainly the case for people who are suffering physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The good news, the pleasing information is the fact. And yes, it is a fact, music has the power to heal. Let's now look at our one key word for this half of the lesson, anecdotal. Harry's description of the accident is only anecdotal. We don't know the facts. Okay, let's find out the facts about how the power of music helped Jose Haro overcome his pain after heart surgery. The reading begins on line 5 of page 27.
Music to Patients' Ears. Jose Haro personally experienced the benefits of music therapy when he was recovering from heart surgery. During his recovery, he played a piano whose keys lit up, indicating which keys to touch to play along with the background music. Soon, he was playing tunes and noticing something strange. "I was searching for my pain," he says of his experience, "but it was gone." While Haro's experience provides anecdotal evidence of the power of music to relieve pain, scientific research has proven music also helps patients with Alzheimer's disease and arthritis.
Hello, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today. We are on our second day of looking at the article, Music to Patients' Ears. Yesterday, we learned that there are many music therapists who are performing music therapy on patients all over the world in hospitals, patients who have illnesses and injuries, and that this music can help them heal and help them be comforted. So today we're going to learn some more about that, and we're going to start out by learning about a man named Jose Haro. Esther, could you tell us a little bit about this man?
I sure can. Jose Haro, he had a heart surgery, and a heart surgery is a very, very large and dangerous operation, and often it takes a very long time to recover. So from his experience, he shares that during his recovery, music really helped him. He experienced the benefits of music therapy because when he was recovering, he would play the piano. And when he played this piano, the keys on the piano would light up, and that helped him feel a lot better.
And soon enough, he was playing tunes, and he was noticing something very, very strange. He says that he was searching for his pain, but it was gone. Now, if you remember, he's just gone through this major, major operation, this very, very painful and long recovering operation. And when he starts to play the piano, he kind of just forgets and puts it behind him, and he no longer feels pain. And this is kind of the idea that we've been hearing during this whole time we've been discussing this article, is that patients are able to forget what they've gone through, forget their pain, and start to feel better.
That's amazing. Music can counteract worry or fear and help people feel joyful and peaceful instead. So yesterday we talked about a lot of the benefits of music, how it can help relieve muscle tension and calm tension when people feel very nervous, and also help people aid sleep, even relieve or take away their pain. And today we have a case of a man who says music really did take away his pain.
Our text goes on to say, while Haro's experience provides anecdotal evidence of the power of music to relieve pain, scientific research has proven music also helps patients with Alzheimer's disease and arthritis. Now let's back up. We've got several words that we want to look at there, and the first word is anecdotal. Now if something is anecdotal, it is made up of several short stories based off of a person's own experiences or a person's own life. And so anecdotal evidence, or evidence, is facts or signs that show that something exists or that something is true. So his own personal experience provided anecdotal evidence of the power of music.
Wow. So many people have shared how music can help them, and they've shared from their personal experience. But scientific research has also proven that music can also help patients with Alzheimer's disease and arthritis. Now, Alzheimer's disease is a disease that often older people will get and affects their memory, and they'll begin to forget facts. But music can help improve their condition, and also many people will get arthritis. And arthritis is when your joints begin to wear down and it's very painful when you move your joints. But music can also help people who have arthritis feel better and help relieve their pain.
And I know there are a lot of people who suffer from these diseases. They're not uncommon diseases, and I hope that people who do suffer from these diseases can see the benefits of music therapy and that they have access to music therapists who can maybe come to their hospital rooms and make them feel a little bit better as they're feeling pain. Well, right now we are going to go to the chat room, but then we'll be taking a break and coming back because we have plenty more to learn about music and what it does to patients' ears.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicki, and it's great to be here today. So, Ken, do you have a question for me?
I sure do. I noticed a sentence in our lesson today that says, he played a piano whose keys lit up. Now, this word whose, isn't it the possessive form of who?
Yes, you're right.
So I don't understand. A piano is not a living thing. How can we use whose with a piano?
Ah, that's a good question. Whose is the possessive form of who, as well as which. So it's perfectly all right to use whose with inanimate or non-living things. For example, I might say the car whose engine is old still runs smoothly.
So is there any way to express the possessive without using whose?
Well, you could use the phrase of which, but that would make a sentence sound very formal. For example, if we look at the sentence you cited in our lesson, he played a piano whose keys lit up. Instead of using whose, you could say, he played the piano, the keys of which lit up. But that becomes very formal sounding.
I see. Whose 除了是 who 的所有格，也是 which 的所有格。因此呢，除了可以用在人身上，也可以用在没有生命的东西上。就像课文中所说的 ，He played a piano whose keys lit up. 他弹的钢琴的琴键会发光。当然，你也可以用of which 来取代 whose, 变成 he played a piano, the keys of which lit up. 但是这个用法就显得太正式，而且读起来比较绕口。Vicki, there is another whose, W-H-O apostrophe S. What does that mean?
Well, whose, using the apostrophe S, is just a contraction for who is. So instead of saying, let's listen to Ken, who is an English teacher, we can say, let's listen to Ken, who's an English teacher.
有另外一个 whose, W-H-O, 一撇 S, 这是 who is 的缩写。比如说 who is coming, 可以改用 who's coming.
Okay, right now we want to take a short break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back from the break. As we discovered before the break, playing a musical instrument brings many of the same benefits as listening to music. even if it means just playing a simple beat on a bongo. We've got three words to touch on before the reading, so let's get to those now. The first is the adjective premature. This premature baby is at a greater risk for infection than a full-term baby. Next is the verb soothe, as in, whenever her baby cries uncontrollably, Mary soothes him by singing softly and patting him on the back. Finally, the noun cure-all. My mom thinks this vitamin is a cure-all for all kinds of problems, but I don't believe her. Okay, let's continue with the lesson, which continues on line 17.
Music to patients' ears. In addition, music therapy helps premature babies. Doctors are tapping into a powerful way to teach premature babies that haven't yet learned how to suck, lullabies. Doctors use a device that soothes the babies by playing music when they suck on a pacifier. Soon, the babies learn to suck in return for music, gaining weight faster and going home earlier than those who don't use the device. Even perfectly healthy people are discovering the power of music to calm and heal. Drum circles attract people who find stress relief in pounding out rhythms. While music isn't a cure-all, it does make life a little easier.
We've talked about how music therapy can help both children and adults, and now we'll be talking about how music therapy can help babies. In fact, we're talking about premature babies. Now, premature babies, you can see the prefix pre, which means before, and mature means it's fully grown or it's mature. But premature babies come to the world before they are in full term. So maybe they're born at 28 weeks or 32 weeks, not the usual 38 or 40 weeks.
And premature babies are often very, very small and very unhealthy because their bodies have not had time to fully develop within their mothers. And so they need a lot of medical attention and often end up staying in hospitals for weeks and weeks and sometimes months and months until they have developed more. But the good news is that doctors are tapping into a powerful way to teach premature babies that haven't yet learned how to suck. Now, if you're a baby, it's very important that you know how to suck in order to feed. You might feed from a bottle and you have to suck the liquid out of the bottle. And if you're a baby and you don't know how to suck, this is very, very bad news.
That's right. And suck is a verb. It means to pull, and babies will suck from the bottle nipple and also from their mother's breast. So babies need to suck because that's how they get food. And doctors have found that they can use lullabies or soft music for babies. And lullabies will help teach babies how to suck.
This is great news. So how do the doctors do this? Well, they use a device that soothes the babies by playing music when they suck on a pacifier. Let's first look at that word, soothes. If something soothes, it makes someone feel calmer or less anxious or less upset. We often use this word with music. The music soothes me when I'm upset. Sometimes if you have maybe a sunburn and your skin hurts, you put lotion or something on it to soothe the pain and the burn. So it makes you feel better. It makes you feel more calm. So these babies start to feel more calm when they hear this music playing. And as they get the music as they're sucking on a pacifier. Now, what is a pacifier, Esther?
Well, that's an important word when we're talking about babies. And a pacifier is a little object. Usually it's rubber or plastic, and babies will suck on it, and it will help keep them from crying. So you've probably seen babies with a pacifier, and babies often will need a pacifier. So these premature babies, when they suck on a pacifier, then they will hear very soothing music. And this will teach them that sucking is important because they get to hear nice music.
So soon, the babies learn to suck in return for music, and because of that, they are gaining weight faster, and they're even going home earlier than those babies who don't use the device. Now, Liz is going to look at this sentence structure a little bit more closely for us, so stick around and we'll be right back, but we're going to Grammar on the Go right now.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about the calming, comforting, and healing powers of music. It's so true how music can really make a difference for a hurting person. Well, I'm here at the Studio Classroom gift shop today because I'm looking for a CD to give to a friend who's going through a bit of a tough time. But before I head over to the CD section, let's have a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Soon the babies learn to suck in return for music. Notice the phrase, in return for. It's actually an idiom that means payment or an exchange for something. So today's sentence just means the babies soon learn to suck in exchange for music. Okay, how about a few other example sentences? Let's say Brian is willing to mow the lawn for his parents so that he can get some extra spending money. Then we can say Brian is willing to mow the lawn for his parents in return for some extra spending money. Or let's say you really appreciate your friend's kindness and would like to invite her out for dinner to thank her. Then you can say, in return for your kindness, I would like to invite you out for dinner. Well, friends, if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find some more in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. Thank you for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
We've been talking about how music can help people who are unwell, patients who are sick, or even premature babies feel better and become healthier. But if you are perfectly healthy, if there is nothing wrong with you, well, you can still use music to help you feel more calm and to heal the hurts in your hearts and to heal your physical wounds as well.
And it's not only people who are sick and injured who are finding the effects of music therapy to be positive. Our text says that even perfectly healthy people are discovering the power of music to calm and to heal. For example, drum circles. Those would be circles where many people meet up and they all have drums and they play together. Those attract people who find stress relief in pounding out rhythms. And that sounds like a lot of fun to me.
It sure does. I imagine it's people, a lot of people, and you each bring your own drum, and maybe there's a leader and he pounds out a rhythm, and maybe you copy him, or maybe people take turns. And this seems to help people feel better because after they pound on their drums, they feel less stressful and they feel more happy. So our text says, while music isn't a cure-all, it does make life a little easier. Now, if medicine is a cure-all, it means it can be used to cure many, many different diseases. And I don't think there is any medicine that's a cure-all, right, Chelsea?
There's not, unfortunately. So a cure-all is just something that people will think cures anything, but it really doesn't. So music isn't a cure-all, but it does make life a little bit easier. Well, we're going to go to a skit right now, but we'll see you back here next time on Studio Classroom.
See? Music therapy is fun, isn't it?
Well, okay, now it's your turn. I want you to play the music.
But I don't play.
That's okay. Just give it a try.
Well, okay, I'll try to play.
Great job.
Hey, it's gone. Where did it go?
What are you looking for?
I'm searching for my pain, but it's gone.
Well, see, music therapy really works. You keep playing.
Yes, I need to check on the baby.
What baby?
The premature baby. I'm teaching it to suck on a pacifier. Every time the baby sucks, music plays and it soothes him.
Yes, soon he'll be gaining weight and going home.
Yes.
Hey, I want to play the drums now.
Great. Start pounding out rhythms. You will find stress relief.
Ah, yes. I'm feeling much better.
See, you are discovering the power of music.
Yes, music can calm and heal.
That's right. It's not a cure-all, but music makes life a little easier.
Yeah.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 anecdotal 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 do 这个音节，念成 anecdotal。Anecdotal 是指观察式的或者是趣闻的，例如 This report mostly consists of anecdotal evidence. 这篇报告大多事物是由观察性的证据所构成的。它的名词是 anecdote, A-N-E-C-D-O-T-E。注意这个时候重音在第一音节，念成 anecdote。Anecdote 就是指传闻或者是趣闻，例如 The anecdotes of celebrities, 名人的趣闻。接下来我们看的是 premature 这个形容词， P-R-E 这个字首是指之前的， mature 是指成熟的，所以 premature 在这里是指早产的。例如 Brenda was born a premature infant and that's why she has developed more slowly. Brenda 一出生是早产儿，这就是为什么她一直发展的比较慢。Premature 也指草率的，例如 The decision seems a little premature without consulting others. 这个决定似乎有点太仓促，因为没有事先和别人商量。最后我们看的是 soothe 这个动词， soothe 是指安慰或者是使平静，例如 The soft texture of the blanket can soothe her. 这条毯子柔软的触感可以让她安静下来，或者是 Massages can soothe tense muscles.按摩可以舒缓紧张的肌肉。它的形容词是字尾去掉 e 再加上 ing 变成 soothing， 例如 I love the soothing atmosphere of the spa， 我很喜欢这个 spa 令人放松的气氛。 And that's all for today. Keep up the good work and I'll see you next time.
Music to patients' earsJose Haro personally experienced the benefits of music therapy when he was recovering from heart surgery. During his recovery, he played a piano whose keys lit up, indicating which keys to touch to play along with the background music. Soon, he was playing tunes and noticing something strange. "I was searching for my pain," he says of his experience, "but it was gone."While Haro's experience provides anecdotal evidence of the power of music to relieve pain, scientific research has proven music also helps patients with Alzheimer's disease and arthritis. In addition, music therapy helps premature babies. Doctors are tapping into a powerful way to teach premature babies that haven't yet learned how to suck, lullabies.Doctors use a device that soothes the babies by playing music when they suck on a pacifier. Soon, the babies learn to suck in return for music, gaining weight faster and going home earlier than those who don't use the device. Even perfectly healthy people are discovering the power of music to calm and heal. Drum circles attract people who find stress relief in pounding out rhythms.While music isn't a cure-all, it does make life a little easier.
Once again, if something is music to your ears, then it's some kind of pleasing information or good news. That's the idiom, but as we learned in today's lesson, when music reaches your ears and my ears,It brings with it a very real power to calm comfort, and heal. Remember that the next time you or a loved one is going through some physical or emotional pain. Lend them your MP3 player. Invite them to a classical music concert or play a song for them on the bongo. Tomorrow we begin our monthly Ask the Expert feature. What kind of expert will we talk to? Come back tomorrow and find out. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope you have a soothing day. We'll see you next time, friends. Bye-bye.